Welcome back to this episode of the Big Red Hockey Cast. As always, Alex Breitenbach here with my boy Akshay. Akshay, good weekend, my man?
Unfortunately, not the best weekend. I mean, like you said, this episode's not the one we wanted to make, but we're still making it for the fans.
Absolutely.
For Liner Rink. But let's start with the first game on Friday.
Hold on. For context, this is February 24th. I know we're recording this a little bit after the fact, but, you know, hey, still got to do due diligence.
Yeah.
Let's get into it, bud.
Friday, the 24th of Feb, we lose to Clarkson 5-1 in Potsdam.
Game one of the quarterfinals.
And shots are pretty close. Cornell's 24, Clarkson's 27. We lost a little bit on the faceoff, 31 for Clarkson, 20 for us.
Yeah.
But we capitalized on the one power play we had.
Mm-hmm.
They were good. That was a good goal by Lily Delianidis.
Of course. Delianidis converting on the power play. Always good to see that for sure. And I mean, the penalty kill, we were Clarkson was 1 of 4 on their power play, so I'd say that, you know, a decent penalty kill, 3 of 4 for the Big Red as well. And I mean, I also got to go through the goals here because, you know, we did have the one goal from Delianidis, like you said, and, you know, the goaltending, it was not Bryn Dulac's night, but, you know, hey, we all have bad nights. You know, and so Deanna Fraser came in relief, one goal allowed on 18 shots, or 18 saves, excuse me. And I think that was a pretty good showing, you know, to come in as the backup and to, you know, try to make your mark, you know, but not the best game one that we could have had for sure. And it certainly is intimidating, you know, speaking from experience going to Clarkson. It's a tough rank to play in, and, you know, game one in a best of three series, that's an important game. It, unfortunately, not the result we wanted to see. But what about game two, man, Saturday?
That was a good game. Cornell wins 2-1 at Clarkson again.
In overtime.
The shots are dead equal. We again lose on the faceoffs, 50 for Clarkson, but 35 for Cornell. But on the power play, we capitalize, and our penalty kill does really well, stopping both the power play opportunities Clarkson has.
Mm-hmm.
The problem becomes that Deanna Fraser has to make a lot of saves, but guess what? She does it. One goal against only, 42 saves, and Cornell playing a little bit from behind after being down in the second period. KJ scores that game-tying goal, and then Georgia Schiff from Alyssa Regalado and Claudia Yu with the overtime winner.
Yeah, and I also will stand by this. I think that, you know, pressure does bring out the best in us occasionally. Like, you know, where in situations where you're up against the wall and, you know you have to win, that's when you get some of your best performances. And I think Deanna Fraser definitely showed that. She took way too many shots than she had to, and she definitely delivered. At least on the defensive end, I think we delivered. And absolutely amazing to see that OT goal from Georgia Schiff, and of course Alyssa Regalado and Claudia Yu with the apples there. So I would definitely say that was a very, very good game too. And, you know, way to go for the Big Red to force game three, you know, and to take it to them, that second game. We knew we needed to win, and we got the win. But unfortunately, Akshay, that's not the end of the story. Why don't you go into game three, bud?
Unfortunate ending. Game three, the Big Red lose 4-1 at Clarkson, ending their season early. Of course, unfortunate. I was watching the game and tears running out of my face.
Yep.
Clarkson, 33 shots. Cornell with 22. Again, Clarkson, 31 on the faceoffs and only 21 for Cornell. But honestly, it wasn't as, like, I didn't think it was going to end like that. Izzy Daniel with the first goal. Who else? From apples from Lily Delianidis and Gillis Frechette, that first line doing what they always do. Cornell scores first, and I think there's a sense of maybe relaxation, or maybe they think that they play a defensive game, but it's so unfortunate that those four goals go in, well, one of them was an empty net, but four more.
Three. Call it three.
Fine. Three more. And that allows Clarkson to win and clinch the series. Goaltending again, Deanna Fraser in net, three goals against, and she made 28 saves. Again,
she got her paycheck, man. Don't, like, yeah,
doing
that's
a lot.
No. She, that's not on Deanna Fraser for sure.
Not at all.
I'd say, you know, sometimes you just have bad luck, I think. And, you know, I definitely think that we could have capitalized more. And, you know, it's something to think about for next season. But, you know, I definitely think as amazing as game two was, the game three was heartbreaking, dude.
It was horrible for us, horrible for Lina fans. But honestly, I couldn't be prouder of the team's performance this season.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have players like Frazier who come back from injury and make those save numbers like she did in that second Clarkson game. 42 saves. Again, that over 40 number is crazy.
I mean, in a way, I think that's kind of redemption for her because, you know, as we've seen all season, you know, her battling injury, trying to come back. And I know there's always a slogan that's written on the wall here in the locker room. I know you guys can't see it, but it's always, how does this group respond to adversity? And I think that kind of has been the mantra of the season here in a way, because, like, you know, time and time again, we've seen the Big Red come back from adversity or being down or find a way to, you know, battle through. And I'd say that this series took a lot of grit from us. And we definitely have a lot of lessons that we learned, but we definitely have a lot of good that came from this season. And as always, like we did last year, we have a tradition that in our season recap episode, we do senior send-offs where we, you know, pay some respect to the career highlights of our seniors and, you know, each give them their props, thank them for their time. And of course, you know, none of this would have been possible without them. So of course we got to do that. But first, I want to say a quick happy birthday to our producer, Abby Ruggiero, who's been absolutely fundamental behind the scenes, eh, Akshay?
Definitely. I mean, she was the guest last time we did the pod. Honestly, a pleasure to talk with on and off the pod when she's yelling at Alex for a horrible joke he makes.
Yep.
Or he's helping us out with some questions we
can't
wrote.
Can't use my mic check joke anymore.
But definitely, it's a pleasure to work with Abby, and I look forward to working more with Abby next year when we come back for the pod.
Of course.
But let's start with those senior send-offs, eh?
No. Yeah. Senior send-offs. So, I mean, just in no particular order, I definitely want to start with Caitlin Isaac. 51 games played, 7 points, a goal, and 6 assists. You know, and I think to a certain extent that there is something to be said about, you know, what you bring to the table as a player. Like, the mark of a true player, and I've had this conversation with different guests, is not necessarily your numbers, what you put up during the season, but it's how you make a name for yourself on the team. What do you do, like, both on and off the ice? How can you be a mentor or a leader for others? And, you know, how can you contribute? Like, I mean, even in my beer league, you know, we lost the championship last night. And
tough loss.
Nowhere near as bad as, you know, I'm sure the heartbreak that these guys are going through right now. But, like, it's like, how do you contribute? Like, I made a goal for myself. Okay, I'm going to back check on time. I'm going to get back to the puck. And I'm going to say, no excuses, go hard every shift. And that's, you know, something to be proud of, I think. But also, I think that speaks to, you know, what do you contribute both on and off the ice? So I think definitely a good career for Caitlin Isaac and one to be proud of for sure. And as always, we wish her best of luck in the next chapter.
Definitely. Paige Kenyon's next.
Guest on the pod.
Previous guest on the pod. 70 games played, 9 points. We got a goal and 8 apples. Again, great job in terms of the presence that she brought. It was a pleasure to speak with her.
Oh, of course.
On the pod.
Of course. Where would we be without somebody saying, declaring their love for russet potatoes, yeah, on the podcast?
Russet potatoes. So remember. Mm.
And then how about Elena Zingas? Elena Zingas, also another guest on the pod, who basically educated us about Greek Thanksgiving.
And that
was fun. And also was sharing the tea about the worst driver on the team. But, Elena Zingas, definitely a career to be proud of. 79 games played, 2 goals, 1 assist. And, you know, it's about how you can contribute and what you do for this team. Clearly, she meant a lot to the team. I remember, especially for the senior games, when we played against Yale, they had a very, very touching tribute to all of the seniors. And it was so they were clearly emotional. And, you know, it definitely meant a lot to them. It's clear that, you know, Elena and Caitlin and Paige definitely meant a lot to this team. But how about Ellie?
Ellie, 59 games played, 1 apple in that. And again, great presence. But
team wouldn't be complete without her, man.
Absolutely not.
You know, it's honestly, I find that it's a lot of the players that, you know, you miss the most are just players that are who are constantly, you know, even if they're not playing, they're around the bench, they're, you know, have a presence in the locker room that, you know, just wouldn't be complete without them, I think.
Yeah. And then the person we're all know and love, all waiting for, last but not least,
the captain,
Gilles Frichette. 131 career points in 131 games played. So that's a point a game. Congrats to Gilles for that. That's made up of 54 goals and 77 apples, 8 power play goals, and 10 game-winning goals in her career with the Big Red. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were talking about how numbers don't just make a player, but this first guest on the pod this year, when we were doing it online, has made such an effect on and off the ice from what we've heard from other guests,
yeah,
and her numbers show.
Oh, no, of course. And I mean, you know, her being the first guest, you know, doing it. Unfortunately, we didn't get to do an in-person pod with her. Would have loved to do that. But, you know, hey, there's always time as an alumni. Maybe I'll come back, too, for that epi. But, you know, hey, it's, you know, she was the only fifth year on the team and definitely brought an element of leadership both on and off the ice, like you said. And she also sent the Big Red in her freshman season to its first Frozen Four since 2012, the overtime game winner against Northeastern in the NCAA quarterfinals. So, you know, she has definitely left her mark on this team, I would say.
Yeah, amazing player. I mean, just a pleasure to talk with as well. And team would not be complete without her. Definitely,
yeah,
not.
And she not only broke the 100 points club, but she smashed it, I'd say. You know,
yeah,
131 career points and 131 games played. So quite the career to hang your hat on. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see her, you know, more of her in the hockey world in the future for sure.
Loved. I'm excited for what's to come.
No, yeah, yeah. And now I guess so. We want to do something a little bit different. We want to recap our favorite goals or saves or games, just favorite moments of the 2022-2023 season. So, you know, Akshay, do you have a favorite goal or a favorite game that stands out to you?
I mean, favorite goal has probably had to be the Delianitas goal versus Yale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Snipe. Is all I have to say for that.
Yeah,
really good snipes. I mean, it was honestly amazing. But I mean, like, this team is a lot more than goals. You have just some of the best people to talk with and best people, I would imagine. I don't play with them, but teammates. And I mean, one example is just the tandem of Daniels and Delianitas.
Mm-hmm.
We had them on the pod. That was actually my first pod, being a host. Mm. And it was a pleasure to talk with them both.
You did a good job, too.
Thank you, Alex. That was really fun. And I mean, my favorite game has got to be the Harvard game at home.
Oh.
I remember the football team came to kind of
That was interesting.
Come up with some chants for the goalie.
No, but they didn't. It was I would push back there. I think they were lacking in terms of the education on the cheers. You know, not ragging on the football team, but like, hey, they didn't read the E-line of form. So like,
I mean, know, Alex, be careful what you say. The hockey team, I mean, the football team probably knows where you live.
Uh-oh. Yeah, no. Don't come after me, football team. I love you. No, but the point is, no, yeah, definitely. I would say, you know, even though we lost that game, the atmosphere in the rink was unparalleled. You know, even the and I think that was also some of my, you know, favorite moments. They were bittersweet moments because, you know, we obviously didn't come out on top against Harvard. But just to see everybody packing the barn and, you know, showing support, and it definitely, you could see that it meant a lot to the team as well.
And oh, 100%. I mean, it was also a good moment for me. I got my first puck.
Oh, yeah, you got your first puck.
And that was a lot of fun, and it's mm-hmm. it's currently in my room. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
still
think,
got that puck.
Still got that puck. But I think that it's definitely just been I mean, when we were writing this, these notes, I mean, it was so hard to pick one moment. And
no, of course.
And with this team, it's been a roller coaster, and there have been ups and there have been downs. But, I mean, talking about it has been the most fun that I can have on the pod.
No, of course.
And it's just been really great to follow this team, and I'm excited for the new moments to come.
No. Yeah. And, of course, I mean, honestly, any of my goals would be that tandem of Deli and Daniels that you said. Like, you know, those two just combined on so many goals, so many chances, great opportunities. I love seeing Izzy Daniels shoot from the office, kind of like her own office, like Ovi's office. It's, you know, just absolutely deadly to watch and absolute sight to behold.
I mean, talking about deadly, Gilday's shot alone.
Oh, man. No, Rory Gilday, such a big contributor to this team. But I think also, you know, in terms of some the best guest on the pod this year. Okay.
Who's yours?
All right. So I'm going to say, honestly, I would. It's so close between, for me, Rory Gilday and Avi Adam. And the reason I say Avi Adam is because she was one of the only guests to respond to my question, are you a fan of the Tragically Hip, with a resounding yes. And, like, just went on and on about how her father loves the Tragically Hip. So, like, I kind of, as a bandwagon hip fan, have to definitely go with that. Avi was an amazing guest to have on. You know, learned a lot about Nova Scotia and geography of Nova Scotia in that episode. But definitely a close tie between Rory Gilday and Avi Adam, because we definitely had we had Rory on a couple times. And honestly, I think at this point she deserves to become a co-host, because she's been on. She was the most frequent guest on the pod this season, and definitely always provided some good entertainment, you know, for our guests and listeners. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's extremely hard. I might have to pull out a little bit of like an alumni one with Browning, with Lindsey Browning.
Oh, Lindsey Browning. Yeah.
We did that.
Forget about Lindsey Browning.
I think we did that episode during winter break.
Yeah.
But oh my God, that was such a fun episode. I think you and I had a conversation with her for about an hour.
Oh yeah.
But
it's the longest episode by far.
It was great to speak with her. And then also, again, I'm going to go with another goalie, Deanna Fraser. I mean,
Fraser.
That was like a one-on-one kind of episode.
Was I there for that? No. Yeah, that was you one-on-one.
That was me one-on-one. And she's so funny, and she gave me so much information about playing that goalie role. And I think that's just been so much fun. Oh, and I will say, like, honorable mention, you got to put Abby on there.
Oh, yeah.
I think Abby, you got to put the producer on there. I think Abby, just for, like, her impact on the pod, but also that story that we'll get into
later. No, bro. You can't spoil it now.
Actually, yeah, talking about the story, let's just get into that right now. Funniest moments on the pod.
Funniest moments on the pod, so we'll save the best for last, but definitely the Deli and Daniel epi where, you know, one of them forgot the college number, man. They said the high school number, and they're like, what? No, that's my high school number.
That was pretty funny. I have to say one. Saying we're going streaking.
That did not make the final cut. And I honestly, I feel bad that didn't, but that's honestly, that was Farku's decision, not mine. I would have put it in there just because it was funny.
It was pretty funny.
It wasn't an accurate statement. It was just a weird thing to say.
No, because I said yes, and then I, like,
and then you realize what I said. You're like, wait, what?
I realized like, what he said was probably not okay. But, I mean, to be fair, Sam Rosen said it a little bit later.
Yeah, Sam Rosen said it the next week.
But but you got to, I don't know, you got to be a Rangers reporter for a while before you can start saying that stuff.
Exactly. Got to be at least 60 years old to make that.
And one from the Deanna Fraser episode, I asked her favorite meal, and she said Cheetos. So I don't know if Cheetos are
Does
a meal
Cheetos
now.
Make a meal?
I don't think so. I mean, I kind of corrected her in saying, like, Cheetos are more of a snack, and then she gave me, like, hodgepodge, which, again, is, like, heavy cream with vegetables, which, again, not, like, a meal I was looking for more, like, a chicken parm or something like that.
So you were looking for the heavy stuff. That fills you up, and then you pass out for, like, a two-hour thing.
Well, but I would think, like, some pasta and some chicken, protein and carbs
protein
for a
and
game
carbs,
kind of
yeah,
makes
protein
sense.
And carbs.
But, no, Deanna Fraser said Cheetos right away.
And then Paige Kenyon with the russet potatoes. Now, granted, for context, this we asked her, we're like, well, you know, what's your favorite type of potato? So I guess that's also partly on us because we didn't clarify the question.
The question was from Jay Klein.
Yes, yeah, so, Jay, that's on you.
So, I mean, it was a good question. Well, I actually never got your answer, Alex. What's your favorite type of preparation of potato?
Favorite preparation of potato? Home fries.
Good
home
answer.
Fries. I like home fries, not like tater tots, not like that.
No.
I like them, you know, chopped up and, like, kind of skinned, and then you put them on the griddle and you fry them a little bit.
Okay.
That's always good with breakfast, you know. Country fried steak, gravy, and
home fries.
And home fries, yeah.
That's a good little combination. I think for me though, you gotta give it to the fry.
No, yeah.
Because I think the fry is too versatile.
I mean, okay, and now I also got to talk about this because this didn't happen on the podcast, but happened before the podcast. So this was my the first time in 4 years I had ever been to the Big Red Fuel Station or whatever the whatever the thing is that I didn't. Well, okay, it's for the athletes. I didn't know that at the time, so I'm gonna tell a quick story. So I went there. Because, you know, it was in the middle of the day, was hungry. I wanted to get a protein bar before the game, or not the game, the podcast. And so, like, I showed up there, and, you know, they just asked me. They're like, oh, hi, how are you? And I'm like, yeah, hey, can I get a protein bar and, like, a Fairlife protein shake if I can? They're like, oh, that's great. And then they asked me, like, oh, what sport do you play? And I'm like, huh. Well, that's a very weird question to ask. I'm like, well, I play hockey. And they're like, okay, what's your name? And I'm like, my name is – I told them my name is Alex Breitenbach. And they're like and she starts looking like, – and she's like, I don't see your name on the roster. I'm like and I'm like, what are you talking – like, can I use BRB? And then she's like, oh, like are you not a varsity athlete? And then, of course, I look and I'm like, oh, God, no. I just play beer league. That's why I thought that was such a weird question because, like – And she's like, oh, what sport do you play? I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess I play hockey. And then they're like, oh, yeah, you're not on the roster. And then she's like, oh, yeah, this is only for varsity athletes. At which point, the soccer team, the women's soccer team behind me starts laughing hysterically. And so I'm just like, oh, okay, so, yeah, no love for beer leaguers. And she's like, no, yeah, sorry about that.
No,
yeah.
when she asked if you're on the roster, she was looking at a 5'8" enforcer.
Yeah, exactly. I think, maybe Jack O'Leary's got a couple inches on me, but, you know, I don't know.
Well, thanks to Jane, she got you back the next week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, thank you so much to Jane McNally.
Head editor,
for
Jane.
For providing the goods from the Big Red Fuel Station. Because I came in, I was actually perplexed, and then Jane started laughing at me. She's like, yeah, no, that's it. She's like, don't worry, I got you. She's like, I'll use some of my credits to give you some protein bars. So, you know, that was definitely a fun experience.
And then I think this has got to be...
He's got to take it.
One of, yeah,
take it home.
Probably have to take it.
Take it home.
Abby defending that she's not the worst driver on the team when she tells us a story about crashing into an old lady at Wegmans.
Well, the car, sorry, not the old lady.
Crashing into an old lady's car at Wegmans. Mm-hmm.
But the way she phrased it was hilarious. Like, am I the worst driver? No. Did I? Yes. Or did I crash into an old lady's car at Wegmans? Yes. I'm like... What?
I cannot stop myself from laughing.
I know,
that one, but that was quite an episode, quite a moment, and really funny. But I mean, I feel like that's all I remember from her trying to defend herself. So
yeah. No, Abby, I love you, but I'm not letting you drive my car.
So yeah, I don't know if that's gonna happen. Yeah. I mean, at least she wrote a note. But
no. She wrote the note. She said she did the responsible thing. That's what you do when you get into an accident. You'd be like, oh, sorry, like I hit the car.
All right, but I think that's probably gotta take the cake for
no,
me.
No. Yeah, that definitely has to take the cake. Now. So I wanted to save this for last because I might tear up at this point. But this is my brief but teary-eyed speech. So, you know, at this juncture, I don't know whether this will be my last appearance on this podcast. You know, we're going to do some alumni episodes, hopefully. But I also do want to say that, albeit briefly, that the past 2 years on the mic every week have been truly amazing. It's really been a sight to behold how far not only this podcast but also – the Big Red Sports Network has come as a whole over the past two seasons, and especially I do want to thank Mike Seitz, of course, everyone's favorite Canuck, Mike Farku, and Shane Tallarico, God rest his soul because he's over at Princeton now, for getting this idea off the ground, and to my buddy Sean Cabrera for being the first ever co-host on the Big Reds HockeyCast. I know I definitely owe an immense debt of gratitude to both Cornell men's and women's hockey, and to coaches Mike Schaefer and Doug Dara. Man, the myth, the legend. I love Coach Dara for graciously providing us with amazing guests for us to create awesome content each week. And, of course, I'm forever grateful for you listeners, the line of faithful, who are the very reason that we sit in this hot locker room and do this each week. And, you know, so none of this would have been possible without your support. So for that, I thank you all. And, of course, I also do want to thank my co-host Akshay and Angie, our producer behind the scenes as well, Matt Furman, all of them. Thank you all for such an amazing year, and you know, thanks for helping me out with this. I really appreciate it.
Nah, definitely, Alex. It's been a pleasure to kind of do this podcast with you alongside. Of course, I wasn't there for every episode, but whenever I could, it was just truly so much fun staying up the night before and figuring out what questions we were going to ask.
Oh, man, so many sleepless nights and editing the document.
and figuring out how all of it's going to come together, and just the amount of passion that you bring to the sport, bring to the pod, and the way that we kind of know each other and we kind of speak on hockey without any boundaries is just so much fun. And I mean, whoever this podcast has touched, hopefully it's an inspiration. I know you are an inspiration for people to kind of get started to talk about hockey, no matter what level it's on, and just be passionate about their own team. So it's been an honor, Alex.
No, thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate it. So what you say we bring it home for the last time, eh?
Do your thing.
All right. All right. Here it goes. Well, with that, thank you for tuning into this episode of the Big Red Hockey Cast for and from the Line of Faithful. This has been a Big Red Sports Network production. BRSN is a student-run organization dedicated to promoting the voices of Cornell student-athletes. As always, make sure to check out at CornellBRSN on Instagram and www.cornellbrsn.com. As always, special thanks to our producers, Mike Farku, Matthew Furman, Abby Ruggiero, Gabe Zolot, who's in Spain. Gabe, hope you're doing well, bud. Jay Klein, and of course, the entire BRSN team. So, for the last time, ciao, ciao for now, eh?
Ciao, ciao for now.
Ciao, ciao for now.